Paragraph 1 reads, agave is a succulent that grows in hot, dry environments that is often mistaken with cactuses and aloes. The plant typically lives for around 20 to 25 years, with some specimens living nearly a century and weigh over 100 kilograms. Agave reproduces only once in its life cycle, growing a large flower spike that resembles either asparagus or a small tree, with shoots often reaching heights of 12 meters. The spikes produce large clusters of seedlings, and new buds sprout around the plant's stem, which take root once the parent has died.
So, like we said, agave is a succulent. And so succulents are just these types of plants with thick leaves that store water very well, so they're often found in hot, dry environments. You've probably seen them for sale before. They're very popular home and office plant. And a lot of people mistake them for cactuses or aloes, just because they do look kind of similar, and they do have similar water-storing properties. And so this type of plant, agave, has a pretty long lifespan. It can live for around 20 to 25 years, and some specimens, so some types, can live almost a century and end up weighing over 100 kilograms. So they can weigh a lot, they can live a long time. And this is particularly impressive because they only reproduce once during its life cycle. And so when it reproduces, it grows a large flower spike. So this kind of offshoot of the plant, looks either like an asparagus, which is a vegetable, or a small tree. And the shoots coming from it can reach up to 12 meters, so pretty long.
Yeah, and these spikes produce large clusters of seedlings, and these are just basically baby plants. And new buds sprout around the plant's stem, so it's kind of interesting thinking about its life cycle, different from other plants. But a bud is basically just the part of a plant that can basically sprout and turn into a full-grown plant. So they kind of take hold to the immediate environment of the parent plant once the parent has died. And so for whatever reason, this process takes 20 to 25 years, which is pretty remarkable. I'm not sure why it takes so long, but it's pretty fascinating.